Well, you know, I'm 53 now, and I remember in my late 40s starting to experience some arthritis in my fingers, being a writer, and also I had an accident once on one of my thumbs where it almost got torn out. And so it didn't, I guess, fully heal, and so it was starting to act up. And, you know, I just did research on the Internet. You just do searches, and you start looking at all the different alternative solutions, and then one popped up over and over and over, and that was just simple cod liver oil. And so I said, okay, I'll just go buy some cod liver oil. And in 2 days, that pain went away. And it's just kind of like the Tin Man and the story of the Oz. If your body's not, joints aren't working so well, just give yourself a little oil. And, of course, that's a simplistic view of it. But the omega-3, which is inside of cod liver oil, is such a rich source. And our diet today is so low in omega-3 essential fatty acid. And not only does low levels of omega-3 result in arthritis pains in certain cases, but it's particularly important for producing optimal brain chemistry. So, you know, as people get older, 50, 60, 70, some people in their 40s, they start noticing their energy levels start dropping, and they lose a lot of their motivation, and they don't have the drive that they had when they're younger, whether it be physical sex drive or just drive to achieve goals or whatever and make your dreams come true and then create new ones and, in a sense, always be building that bridge or something. And they just think that's a part of getting old. And there's so many cultures around the world where they don't eat the westernized foods that we eat, where people live well beyond 100 years old and their hormone levels don't drop. Typically what happens for men as they get over 35 is their testosterone levels start to drop, which which is responsible for lower energy levels, less motivation, less libido. And another brain chemical called dopamine starts to drop. And you can see this happening in terms of my expertise for the last 30 years as a marriage counselor. You can see this so quickly that happens about after 3 years in a marriage. You know, your interest in the relationship and your wife and doing all the little things you did before that were just so automatic, it just declines. It's not that you don't love your partner. It's not that it's necessarily a bad relationship. But that juice, if we can call it something, tends to become less and less. And what I explain to couples is, and this helps women so they don't take it personally. Often women go, what happened to him? Why? You know, they'll take it personally instead of knowing what are the type of activities that stimulate dopamine. When you meet someone who's new and different, or there's challenge, or there's reward, or there's competition, these are the types of things that stimulate the production of dopamine. So in the beginning of a relationship, just because it's a challenge, she's new and different, there's a learning curve, there's lots of reward.
The chase,
that stimulates dopamine. And dopamine produces pleasure in the brain. It makes a man more attentive. It makes him more interested. She's on his mind more often. But as familiarity sets in, familiarity, intimacy, predictability, comfort, no challenge, then the dopamine levels start dropping. And what I teach people is, and what I've always taught people, is the communication skills that women can learn to stimulate more dopamine in a man's brain. But now what I'm understanding is that there's certain nutritional elements that are missing in our common Western diet that are responsible for the lowering of dopamine in a man's brain and the lowering of serotonin in a woman's brain. And serotonin has to do not so much interest in relationship or motivation like dopamine. Dopamine is sort of an exciting hormone in the brain, where serotonin is a relaxing hormone in the brain. And what happens for women is that women's serotonin levels start dropping way faster than men's. They've done research in the brain, and they found that women tend to use up serotonin 8 times faster. Men tend to store about 52% more, and we make it 53% faster. So typically, women, when they get home from work, are always motivated towards doing those kinds of things that will stimulate more serotonin, whereas a guy is motivated to do things that stimulate dopamine, like watching a football game or the news stimulates dopamine.
Does it really?
Absolutely. You can measure it. And particularly, you can measure the testosterone level. That's a lot easier to measure. But any time a man is, if you look at ADD children, you can really see a lot of the research on dopamine because it's very easy to study them. And ADD and ADHD are symptoms of low dopamine.
What does this show stimulate for people? Anything?
Dopamine, absolutely. This is a dopamine-stimulating show. It's not that women don't like dopamine. It's just that men get addicted to dopamine. So I would guess you have more men listening, although my mother has always listened to your show.
It's about 50-50 now.
Yeah, I'd say it was, because the nature of it is outside the box.
Right.
And so that's going to stimulate, you know, a particular type of person, whether they're male or female.
Well, but when I met you at the Bay Area UFO Expo, and I went back and told my producer, I said, we got to get John on the program. And we started talking about your best-selling book, of course, one of many, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Lisa came back to me and says, no, he really wants to talk about over-medicating of America. And I went, he's into this? And she said, yeah, he's good. And this is important to you, isn't it?
Oh, this is so important. I mean, my biggest commitment, I mean, I spent 30 years as a counselor, and I help families, I help children, I help people stay married and happy, and I, you know, sex drive is a big part of a healthy relationship, but also just feeling love. And when people are stressed out, they're not happy. And when you're not happy, it's really hard to feel all those good feelings you had in a relationship. And what I discovered is that many of the things I was doing in counseling, people would feel happy, they'd feel better, their stress levels would go down. But what I was doing, not knowing it, was actually just stimulating more the production of serotonin, particularly in women, because that helps to relax their brains, and then their a hormone called oxytocin starts to increase, and they feel more love. What happens to women after a few years in a marriage is that their ability to feel love goes down, whereas for men, their interest in the relationship goes down. Does it mean they don't love each other? No, they love each other, but they don't feel as happy as they felt before. The stresses of life get to them more. One of the things I see, well, the biggest obstacles for women to give love to a man is the most common symptom of women today, and these are the three symptoms of low serotonin. The first would be different levels of depression, so she's just basically not happy. Some women, instead of getting depressed, what they'll do is they'll eat a lot and they gain a lot of weight.
Sure. And so, I've seen roller coaster personalities in some people, too.
That's correct. So what you have is that when serotonin levels start dropping in women, it can create excessive food cravings, okay? And then some women find another way of coping with low serotonin, and they become overgivers. Because when you overgive, when you're thinking about others and not thinking about yourself, you can temporarily boost your serotonin levels. So they tend to overgive. But the symptom of that is feeling overwhelmed. And this is what I've seen happen to women over 20 years of counseling. I watched this word come into our language, and it's just so hard for women to be responsive and loving and feel good like they used to be in the relationship when they're feeling overwhelmed by too much to do and not enough time, not enough love, not enough support. And when you understand the hormones of the brain, you'll realize that dopamine, women tend to have plenty of dopamine, which says, I still have to do this, and I have to do this, and I got to get this done, I promised this person to do this. But their serotonin levels have dropped, so they're wanting to do all this stuff or feel responsible to do all this stuff, but they don't have that sense of well-being and optimism that comes with serotonin.